The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the first talk back.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Angie. Hoping to be the first talk back of the day so I can call and say, Niners! B-L-A! B-L-A! I'm whisper yelling because everyone's asleep. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Hey, bang, bang, Niner gang. Hey, man, what a win. Mac Jones, the defense, super gritty. Happy Friday, baby. Have a good one.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Who? Mac Jones!
McCorkle killed it?
Did you guys watch the game last night?
No, of course not. No.
Oh, my God. What a game. I mean, we're going to talk about it more throughout the show, but I could not go to sleep last night. I couldn't.
Really? From excitement? You were like a kid before Disneyland?
There was so much adrenaline at the end of that game. That game was so exciting. Goes to overtime. I mean, we'll get into it, but I could not fall asleep last night. I was so excited. And then all the buddies were all texting each other, you know, and like, I mean, I was juiced last night.
You still are.
I'm still excited. It was thrilling. You guys missed it.
Yeah. I guess
that was
did.
A good one.
All right. Fridays, we have Cheedy in studio with us. Hi, Cheats.
Hi.
She tweets a lot, you guys. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I really like being back at Dutch. I hated doing nothing at home, low-key.
What? I thought that was your favorite pastime.
It was, but I realized, like, now that I'm working, that I'm like, dang, I really was doing nothing at home, just couch rotting and stuff, so.
I thought that was your favorite pastime.
It was, but I'm like, wow, there's so much to the world
there's
now.
There's so much more to life.
But that was your number one hobby.
That's what you love to do.
What?
Yeah, now what I'm doing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so bored. Yeah. And now I can't scroll on my phone because I have that Opal app, and now I can't go on, like, social media, so.
Oh, couch rotting is not the same without your phone. Yeah.
Yeah, then it's just like you're just legitimately
rotting. Yeah.
There on the couch. Well, welcome to the world. Working world.
Thank
the
you.
World. Yeah,
it's
that's
nice
good.
Out here.
Yeah. I definitely think I either had a panic attack or an anxiety attack today, but that was low key scary.
Oh my God.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just washing dishes, and next thing you know, I could not like catch my breath or breathe, and my heart rate was going up because you have my Apple Watch. And it was just like, I don't know what was making me panic. And then that started making me panic even more because I'm like, what am I going to do?
Oh, so you had a panic attack about your anxiety attack?
Yeah. Like, it was just, I don't know.
You're spiraling.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
And then I lay down, and I was better after like 20 minutes. But yeah, I was kind of scary.
Selena called the ambulance.
I did call the ambulance one time.
Oh, really?
You're a hashtag survivor. You could talk her through. I don't mean to make light of this because obviously it's a very serious thing.
I remember when I was having anxiety attacks, I didn't know what it was. Like, I literally thought I was having like a heart attack or something. Like, and then afterwards, when JV was like, that was probably an anxiety attack, and it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But I had like crazy chest pain, and I was like, dizzy. I couldn't feel my fingers. It was so, like, the scariest thing I've ever been through. I literally thought I was going to die.
And you said, Cheedy, this was all over the sponge choice while you were washing dishes?
Yeah, your scrub daddy had ripped.
You were using the right sponge?
I honestly don't even know what happened. It was just, like, out of nowhere, and I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was about to faint. It was just crazy.
Yes. So.
Had you ever had that happen before? Or this was
No, this was the first time. So I was really confused what was going on.
So what I found out when I was having mine is that it only happened to me when I was pregnant with girls.
Oh.
Okay, well, that's a very specific shot you're calling about Cheedy.
That wasn't even about Cheedy. That was at me. Cheedy, So take from that what you will.
Okay. Is your next tweet going to be revealing something?
Oh, no.
To us?
Let's find out. Low key, this Opal app is great, but it's like, damn, I really just want to doom scroll and tweet. You kind of already touched on that, but I did want to read that one because that's three tweets in a row where you say low-key in it. I'm sensing a bit of a trend here. Low-key.
Low-key trend.
So you're still using this Opal app. For people that don't know, it limits your amount of screen time. What's your daily, like, average usage now, or what do you have yourself limited to?
Well, like, my screen time with including, like, everything, music and stuff, is like 6 hours, but I used to be 12 or 10. So it's come down a little bit.
Wait, now you're 6 hours a day?
Well, like, my social media is like 3 hours, but my screen time total is 6 hours.
Got it.
Because okay. Opal is just limiting your social media use, right?
Yeah.
So you originally, you told us a couple weeks ago when we read a tweet about it, you're like, it's just 10 minutes a day. Now you've reset the parameters to 3 hours a day.
That's a good point.
Wait, yeah, did that happen? No, okay, so from like 9 to 6 is when I'm not, like, I can take like 15 minute breaks to go on social media. But after the 6, I kind of do.
You know,
Chidi's
just pacing around the house.
Oh, my God.
Just like waiting for the time for it to let her back on.
She's like, oh, it cuts off at 6 o'clock. After that, you can do whatever you want.
6 to 11, I'm still scrolling.
Oh, my God. So what is the point?
No, but it helps you like throughout the day not scrolling.
But then you're making up for that during the other times of the day.
No, because it would be that time of day and the night. So it was just like those 4 hours plus.
Well, it has it has caused a reduction, which is good.
That's
good.
Right, that's right.
But can you extend the hours on it that it's limiting your stuff?
Yeah, you can even pay for like more.
Pay.
Yeah, so that you can't take any breaks at all.
You should do that.
I know I should, but I don't know if I want.
How much is it?
I don't know. I think it's
why do you have to pay? Just delete the apps off your phone then.
No, that's a lot harder because you can just always re-download the apps. Where this one, you can't even.
So it's easier to pay your hard-earned money?
Don't do it, Chidi. Don't do it.
To an app just to tell you not to use other apps? That's
don't do it.
The stuff that people spend their money on, it just blows my mind.
No, I'm not going to do it. I have the free version. It's great. But
but you're still using social media.
Yeah, low-key.
Yeah, but it's not really working.
Low-key, it's not working.
Low-key, it's sort of working.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the JV show, there was something you wanted to ask us ladies in the room, Graham, about regrets, I think.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. This is Izzy from Midland, Texas. And today is Friday, and you know what that means? It means chug, 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 chug. And I manifest for Graham to chug today.
Yes.
And I hope he chugs the nastiest thing on there. Come on, Graham. You can chug. Chug, chug, chug.
Chug, 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 chug. All right, I like
first,
that talk back.
Izzy from Midland, Texas. JV Show's number one in Midland, but you're now our number 6th favorite Texas listener.
Oh,
and he just says he's a Niner hater. You can't knock me down from the high that I'm on today, buddy. I don't care. I will celebratorily chug if my name gets drawn, and I'll do it
and
for the Niners.
We will find out at 8:20 if we have to chug or not. All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Today, oh my God, it's Diddy's sentencing day. The hearing is at 7 a.m. Apparently, Diddy will speak at this hearing, giving one last plea to the judge to go easy on him. Remember, his defense has tried to get him acquitted. That was shot down. They're saying that he should get no... Or his defense is saying they should get... His defense is saying that he should get no more than 14 months with time served. Prosecutors, on the other hand, say he deserves at least 11 years.
Ooh. Ooh. At least get somewhere in the middle, like 5 years, 6 years,
at
something.
Minimum.
It's not going to happen. All right, major upset win for the 49ers yesterday in L.A. over the Rams at Levi's South. Shout out to all the Niner fans that made the trip. They say the crowd was 60% Niner fans. A lot of red in that building. And they were treated to one hell of a game. Niners had to start all sorts of backups in that game because of all the injuries, including Mac Jones.
Mac Jones,
quarterback for Brock Purdy. So most people thought the Rams were going to cruise to an easy win. Well, that wasn't the case. Niners led most of the game, and then when the game was on the line, they forced a Rams fumble on the 1 yard line, and in overtime, stuffed the Rams on a 4th-and-1 to win the game 26-23. The Niners are now 4-and-1 on the season and in first place in the NFC West.
Bang, bang, go! Niner game.
Partly cloudy skies this morning. The sun will come out eventually in the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 60s to mid 70s. And today will be a bit breezy. Temperatures also, you guys, are going up from here. So the weekend will be a little bit warmer.
Yay!
No way.
Hey, Leo Bestie.
Hey!
Graham. That is Graham. Your day is a 7 out of 10.
7? My day's a 10 right now. The Niners won last night.
Well, it's not looking good. There's a tiny letdown that may feel huge today, but don't take it to heart. Someone's bold energy could teach you to be more assertive, especially in love. Stay cool, focus on your glow, and meditate if you need a reset.
So basically, my bad energy is going to rub off on Graham today.
Can't bring me down.
So, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I did want to ask you, ladies, I know we are short on time right now, but Kristen Bell was on a recent podcast with her. She's on her husband's podcast. Seems like an easy guest there.
Yeah.
Who should I book this week? You. Anyways, they were talking about their past sexual experiences.
Oh.
And Kristen Bell basically said that she was active in her younger years before meeting Dax Shepard. but not as active as she would have liked. She said, quote, I just wish I butterflied around a little bit more.
Butterflied around?
And I wanted to ask you ladies, and Selena, you're married to Jess. You're about to get married. Uh-huh. Chidi?
She's in the butterfly stage.
Yeah.
You're, well, butterflying around?
I mean, I guess you could say if you were to meet, you know, the guy that, you, like, the one mm-hmm. in the next month or two, would you have this feeling, and this question's for all of you, would you have the feeling that you wish you just, you know, maybe just butterflied around a little bit more when you were younger?
No, I think I did enough.
Oh, you've done enough? Fluttering of the wings.
I would have to agree, because then I think then there's less things to regret. Because then I think we all look back and we're like, why did I ever?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's, what, that I, that's yeah. what I was going to say. I feel like I'm the opposite. I feel like I butterflied around too much.
Oh.
And I like to put some of that back in yeah. the butterfly nope. cocoon.
Yeah, put some of the pollen back
yeah.
in the flower.
Yeah, something, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel the opposite. I do, however, wish I had maybe, and I don't mean this in like a sexual way, but like dated more as far as like going on dates and experiencing that, because that I didn't really do a lot.
Got it.
Okay.
You were just like handing out the pollen for free. Like
when I was right. when I was younger, yeah, because I mean when you're like, you know, when you're younger before you're established and you have like a grown-up job, like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's just you don't go on grown-up dates because nobody has money for that. You just yeah. it goes from like hanging out with friends and then yeah.
Got it.
What about you, Graham?
No, I butterflied plenty, I think. I mean, yeah, no, I don't have that regret, which I know that there are people, I think there are plenty of people out there that do. I think this is a real thing. And you can't control when you are going to meet that person in your life, mm-hmm, you know, yeah. like the one. And there are some people, I always wonder about people that got together in high school, mm-hmm. stayed together, got married after high school or after college, and just stayed.
I always wonder
and like
that
they're,
too.
And they were sort of, you know, the only person they've ever dated. I wonder yes. if you get 6, 7, 8 years into the marriage.
6, 7.
See what I did there? And you're like, we should have dated around a little bit, you know, right. a little bit more. I always
not
wonder
that you
about,
would give anything up because you're with your person, but like, do you wonder what it'd be like
right.
if you had dated someone
There's
else?
An influencer that I used to watch, you know, growing up. She was high school sweethearts, married this guy. I mean, they were together for 10 plus years, I think. Got a divorce. Things went downhill. And then she was like, I do not know where to go from here. Like, he was all I knew. Like, she almost felt like she was starting a whole new personality. Like a whole new life, right. everything. It was pretty right. crazy, yeah.
I think ideally everybody has that phase where you date and you live on your own and you date different people and get that kind of experience. Not everybody gets that or goes that path right. or has that path, but I definitely think it keeps you from one day going, I wonder what would have it been like if I had done this or dated this person or, yeah. you know, whatever.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I need to tell you guys about the Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon.
The hell is that?
So this is going down in Denver tomorrow. They say it's not endorsed or affiliated with actual Taco Bell.
Okay.
But some people decided to put this thing on. If you don't know, an ultra marathon is approximately 31.07 miles.
That's okay. crazy.
So it is longer yeah. than your regular, you know, standard marathon. And they're expecting like 1,200 people to come out for this tomorrow. And you have to run the 31 miles. You have 11 hours to do so. But you have to stop and eat at 9 of the 10 Taco Bells along the way.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, that's no. That's awesome.
You have to order a real food item. Like, drinks don't count.
Do they have somebody, I wonder if they have somebody stationed at each of them just to make sure, like, okay, did you actually order a cheesy gordita crunch and eat it before you took off and started running again?
I'm sure they do, because there are, like, certain things that you have to eat by a certain time in the race. Like, by stop number 4, you have to have had already either a Chalupa Supreme or a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, my God.
By the 8th stop, you have to have a Burrito Supreme or a Nachos Bel Grande.
Oh, my God. Oh, hell
and
no.
And then get back out there and run?
And you're not allowed to have any Pepto or, like, Alka-Seltzer
Wait,
or anything.
What?
So is the point of the thing a legit running endurance race, or is it to see who's got the strongest stomach and won't soil their shorts.
I think it's a little bit of both. When they're like inviting people to come sign up, they say that this, they're inviting people who are a special type of idiot to come do this race. And 1,200 people signed up.
What?
1,200?
Yeah.
I just don't think 11 hours is enough for them. They're going to need a lot of breaks.
Bathroom breaks?
Yeah, bathroom breaks.
Diapers.
Everything.
I'm telling you, if you ever run a marathon, diapers will be your best friend. Will be your best friend.
But not even diapers can help you in this situation when you're eating throughout the race.
Also, yeah, I don't think I'd go the diaper route. I think you just have to pull to the side of the road.
Well, yeah. And,
because you don't want to look. We've all like, just Selena, you're a mom, I'm a dad. Like, you see your toddler running around with a full diaper, you're just like, that's got to be miserable. Can you imagine doing that for 30 miles?
But at least you're stopping by eight or nine Taco Bells. They have bathrooms.
Yeah, but there's going to be a bunch of other racers dancing around, and they're like, hurry, hurry, hurry. You're like, dude, I can't. I just ate my 12th chalupa.
Those poor workers that are going to have to clean the restroom. Oh no, I'm sorry.
I mean. Some runners, they just let it go. Mm-hmm.
If you win this thing, that's what I mean. I think you have to just get on the sidewalk, get pulled to the side of the race.
This is going to be messy.
And go. I mean, if you win this thing, I'm impressed by you. Like, I'm impressed that you can not only run that far, but then also run with that bouncing around in your stomach.
Ew.
That's a lot of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That many stops. Like, if you told me you had to stop twice, I'd still be like, that's rough on a 30-mile race. You know, that's a lot.
Yeah. But I guess you don't have to eat, like, an entire meal every time. You stop by and you have one taco, another one. You have to get in certain
Taco
items.
Taco Bell, of all things. Like, you know that's going to be moving around in your stomach, whether or not you're running. So it's like, running just makes it worse.
Do you guys, in college, we used to do not things with food, but we used to do like the beer mile and stuff like that. Have you ever done any of those things?
No.
Nope.
The beer mile, you have to chug a beer after each quarter mile, after each lap.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
You see how fast you can finish the race. We used to do another one that was there was a park in Isla Vista in Santa Barbara where it was like a bike race, like a drunken bike race. And each lap, that one was in teams, but somebody had to chug, you'd have to chug a beer and then you'd race around this dirt track, basically.
Oh, I feel like that would make me throw up.
Loop around the park on the bike. Oh.
Were people just puking everywhere?
Yes.
Oh my God, ew.
It was fun. I can't remember what that race was called.
I won't sign up for anything that has to do with me
running
or walking any distance.
Oh yeah, Selena doesn't run in public. Or
I know
run at
I
all.
Won't. I won't. Yeah.
Have you ever run before? Just like, In like life, I'm not like talking about going for a run. Is there ever been a moment where you had to like run to catch a bus or something?
Oh my God, I had to a couple weeks ago, and I felt so stupid.
What were you running for?
I was walking across. I was leaving Levi Stadium, and like I had to like get there in time for the crosswalk because it was like counting down.
That's
oh,
kind of,
no.
Here I am, like you're running across Celia's the street, my legs. Short little legs, and there's like a line of cars. I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
and that's
no.
why I don't run outside.
I wish we had camera footage of this.
I really do. There is street camera footage somewhere in Santa Clara. I don't know. And it'll never see the light of day.
Can someone that works for the city pull that, please?
No.
The panic on your face when, the countdown clock hits like 10 and a normal person with normal strides.
I have to run.
We got plenty of time. She's got to take off running.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
My God, I'm for New York, and this message is for cheating. Buenos dias, cheating. But my offer still stands with you from last week, so I'm a man of my word, so let's keep it going.
Oh my gosh.
Cheating, I'm from New York, clearly shooting his shot with you again, and I can't remember what his offer was before, maybe to take you out or something.
No, it was a chug. The chug wheel, I think.
Oh, for like, you. Yeah, that's for right. Yeah.
I like it better. I'll still if he take was it. Trying to take you out. Any interest? Anything? Any sensation in the loins this morning when hearing his voice?
You feeling anything?
I think it's a little too early to tell right now.
Okay. Yeah. Check, I need some more coffee for
check you. Check back later.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
We are just minutes away from Diddy's sentencing hearing kicking off. It starts at 7 o'clock. There's a lot that's going to happen at this hearing. Obviously, we're going to find out how much time Diddy's going to have to do, if anything. Remember, prosecutors want him to get at least 11 years. His team, on the other hand, tried to get him acquitted. That was shot down. Diddy will be speaking at this hearing to give like one last plea to the judge. I just found out we're also going to hear from Mia. She put in a request to speak at the hearing, and that was granted. Mia was one of the victims that testified during the trial. Also, last night, Diddy wrote a letter to the judge. Would you like to hear some of it?
Sure. Yeah.
He wrote, first and foremost, I want to apologize and say how sincerely sorry I am for all the hurt and pain I've caused others by my conduct. Do you guys believe that to be true? Me either.
I don't know, but it's a nice little admission of wrongdoing, I guess.
The scene and images of me assaulting Cassie play over and over in my head daily. I literally lost my mind. I was dead wrong for putting my hands on the woman that I loved. I'm sorry for that and always will be. My domestic violence will always be a heavy burden that I will have to carry forever. Do you guys sense any sincerity in that?
No.
No.
I mean,
I think he regrets it because he got caught.
Yes. Yep.
That's
yes.
probably the main thing. I mean, people have to be allowed to grow and change, right? But you also have to suffer consequences yes. for your actions. Mm-hmm. And the yes. fact that there have been, up until this point, and even and this trial wasn't even about that video. Like, there's been zero consequences for his actions there.
Right.
That, in my mind, is just, I can't rectify that. He needs to suffer consequences for what I saw in that video.
He wrote, over the past year, there have been so many times I wanted to give up. There have been some days I thought I'd be better off dead. The old me died in jail and a new version of me was reborn.
Oh, geez.
Prison will change you or kill you. I choose to live.
Oh, God. Oh, take that. Take that. Take
that. Anyway, so that is 7 a.m. when that kicks off in just a few minutes. And then we'll obviously give you live updates here on the JV show. One more quick thing. David has lawyered up, you guys.
Oh.
So you guys know David, yep. the singer with mm-hmm. the body that was found in the Tesla. That was found to be 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. David has not been named as a suspect yet. Nobody has been named as a suspect yet, which is still just mind-blowing to us here. But I saw this morning that he has hired a high-powered defense lawyer who once defended Harvey Weinstein and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
Reese
and you only lawyer up like
who did Reese Witherspoon kill?
I'm intrigued.
I don't think she killed anybody. Maybe okay. I'm not really sure what her case was, but I mean, you only lawyer up if you fear like they have stuff on you, right?
I think with all
and
the
we have everything on him.
Yeah,
with all the information though, I mean, it would be smart to lawyer up regardless.
I think you have to, true. Given just the intense scrutiny and the fact that he's guilty. The fact that everybody is pointing fingers at him and will likely be, while he's not being officially named a suspect, he is a suspect, right? I mean,
yeah.
they're investigating him. So while he is not the suspect, can't tell me he's not on the list.
I wish they would just say that. Like, he's a person of interest. Like, they won't even say that. Are we
That's
like,
weird.
Are
yeah.
we, like, afraid of this guy or something? Like,
right?
I don't get it. All right. Grant, what do you have?
All right. Officials are warning women at the University of San Francisco. About a man on campus recording them with his Meta glasses. An alert went out yesterday to all the students saying that this guy's been approaching women with, quote, unwanted comments and inappropriate dating questions. Sounds like he's then been posting them to his social media page, which is all about pickup lines. So I think he's going up to them and trying out different pickup lines.
I've
and
seen videos like
posting it on social media. Multiple women have apparently reported his behavior to campus safety officers. I think this has always been one of the concerns when it comes to these Meta Ray-Bans, that pervs or anybody could just be recording you without mm-hmm. knowing. Where do you guys land on this one? Because he's not trying to stick the glasses under the stall in the bathroom. He's going up and trying out different pickup lines, whatever, and trying to do it for his social media.
I still don't like it if he's not telling them they're being recorded and being posted.
What yeah. are the rules on that? That's my question. What are the rules? Because we see people post videos all the time of recording what other people, stupid things people are doing out in public or whatever, and they're recording and they post them. And they didn't go over and ask their consent to be recorded, because when you're in public, mm-hmm. that is sort of your consent. The glasses seem infinitely creepier.
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is about that, and
I
don't like
it. It's
because
they don't know that they're being recorded sometimes.
It's like secretive still.
Yeah. But there's all sorts of videos online of people that have gone viral. They had no idea anybody was recording them. You know, in my mind, like, a lot of this falls under that same thing, but I also hate it. Like, I don't like that somebody can just come up to me and their glasses are recording me and without them telling me.
I think I would feel better if afterwards he went up to them and was like, hey, like, is it okay? Like, I was recording that. Is it okay if I post it? Yeah, and if he gets slapped or whatever, I mean, that's on him. or if they say no, but I feel like you have to tell them. Because especially because you're going up to them and talking to them. It's not like they're off in the distance doing something where anybody can just record from a distance. You know?
Right, but what is the actual rule? Is he required to get consent to post that video?
I mean, technically, no. Because you can technically record anybody and post whatever you want.
Legally, no, but like morally you should. Yeah.
I hate these things.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Anytime I see somebody with the Meta Ray-Bans, I'm always like, am I being recorded?
Yeah.
Like,
probably are.
Shouldn't there be like a big flashing red light on it when it's recording, like a camera?
There's a white light on it when it's recording.
Okay, but so you can see.
People cover it up.
Yeah,
though.
But I read there's like some hacks to like cover it up so you can't tell.
Yeah.
I'm not here for this.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon where runners have to run over 30 miles and they have to stop at 8 Taco Bells along the way and actually eat.
Hey, JV Show, this is David from Seattle. Back in college, I went to Chico State. Go Chico. We wanted to do a beer mile, but since we were on school property, we couldn't, so we substituted with the eggnog. And it was the funniest thing ever. That did not stay in your stomach. Ooh. And to this day, I have not had eggnog because, oh my God, that was horrible. Also, I'm actually running my first marathon this weekend. I'm nervous as hell just because of all the stuff that you guys have been saying about the wearing a diaper. I'm not going to wear a diaper. I'm just going to go for it. If it happens, it happens. Who knows? But, yeah. If you guys can give me some motivational speech, that would be amazing. Thank you. Happy Friday, y'all.
All right, Jess, here's your moment. Pump him up. Give him a motivational speech. Let him know that maybe he won't that on his first marathon.
Maybe you won't, but maybe you will. And if you do, what rhymes with that? And if you do.
He'll spill.
He'll spill.
Kill.
No.
Dill.
Dill. Yeah, Dill. Work Dills into there.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you do.
Dills.
Stop by. No, you got this.
Okay, David in Seattle.
But if you don't, please leave us a talk back.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Good morning, JV Show. This one's from my fellow Gaucho Graham.
Let's go, Gaucho!
Trying to explain Isla Vista to those who haven't been there. I don't know, it's a had you be there. I'm pretty sure we just called it the bike races, and it was held at, I'll say, Dog Poop Park, so you don't have to bleep me. Have a great Friday. Bye.
Yeah, I've mentioned when we were talking about the Taco Bell thing that we've done the beer mile before. You have to chug a beer before each lap. Each quarter mile. And then there was also these bike races in Santa Barbara and Isla Vista. And yes, they were at a park that was called Dogfish Park. That's the name of the park. And I lived two doors down from there. And annually there was a race around there and you were on teams and you'd do a lap and then you'd chug a beer and then your teammate would do a lap. They'd chug a beer and so on and so forth. And I think it was last man standing, riding
that
basically.
Sounds fun.
And everyone's crashing and barfing. It was fun. This is a good
Not
time.
That I would participate, but I would love to watch.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
Train wreck. Mm-hmm. All right, now to What the Bleep. It's your chance to win a chug mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You guys, I my pants the other day, which I never do.
This is so fitting.
Yeah, this is
perfect.
Right on cue. We wanted to preview that one. All right, so let's think about what that bleeped out word could be. We have one guess.
Yeah, me too.
Leave that guess on the talkback mic, but please keep in mind that at least from here going forward, this is going to be a family show.
Yes.
So keep your guesses PG.
Please.
Leave us your name and your city along with that guess because we want to be able to shout you out. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show Chug Mug. So get
That's
your guesses
right.
in quick. Good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are giving you this chance to win a Chug Mug inside What the Bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Whenever you think you know what it is, leave that guess on the talkback on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. You guys, I... my pants the other day, which I never do. Never do.
Let's not say never.
This is like a one-off.
Oh, sure,
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show, people.
Hi, this is Kaylee from Vallejo. I think today's bleeped out word is ripped.
Ripped my pants.
That's probably the most popular guess this morning. Just wiped out a lot of people's guesses with that one. That's not it.
I think everybody's ripped their pants before, though.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't happen often, but it's happened.
I blew out the crotch on, they weren't pants or shorts this week. Just, I mean,
what?
Blew
what are you doing?
I was coming down my back patio steps and I was in socks, but I needed to turn the hose on. Now, look, the hose picket is just like two paces away. And I was like, and there's a bunch of weeds and stuff. And so I'm in socks and I was like, I'm going to get a bunch of thorns stuck in them. But if I take one really large step, there's a safe spot there I can step to and then turn the hose on. And my pants just exploded.
Oh,
one
my God.
Rip. We're talking like an 8-inch crotch rip.
Is there like a ring camera? You have outdoor camera there?
I do, but I don't know. I think I'm going to be I will check. But I think I'm going to be just around out of view.
Dang it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Azul from Berkeley. And my guess for the bleeped out word is stained. Have a good day.
Stained my pants.
Ooh. Stained. Now I'm just thinking about that ring camera footage. Because it was so loud, the tearing noise. I bet I can get the audio.
Please.
I bet I can get the audio from that. Stained was probably the second most popular guess.
Great guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Erica from Santa Clara. I think the bleeped out word is shrunk.
I shrunk my pants.
That's the worst.
I don't know if my pants are shrinking or if I'm just getting bigger, but you know, it's one of the two. I mean,
or combo of both.
Could be both, but that is not the word for today. Again, if you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, your chance to win a Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send one right to you. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. You guys, I my pants the other day, which I never do.
Sure.
I never do, I swear. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
All right, good morning, TV show. This is Joe in Santa Rosa. I got a few answers here, but I'm going to go with hemmed. I hemmed my pants. Have a good day.
Oh, darn it, I hemmed my pants again, Mom. Yeah. That was a very popular guest this morning. Hemmed. A lot of people guessed that.
Yeah. I'm short, but I don't hem my pants. If they're long, I just wear them long.
Just let them drag on the ground?
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I'm going to guess the bleeped out word is wet. It's Christine from San Bruno. Have a great weekend.
Wet from my butt.
Yeah, have you wet your pants?
I mean, only because recently, I spill things, not like the other kind of wet.
What about you, Jess?
Wet from my butt.
Yeah, we already knew that. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
good
show, Daisy from Lodi. I'm gonna say the bleep that word is bleach.
Bleach
my pants.
Also, a popular guess.
The worst.
I feel like I'm pretty good at not bleaching my clothes. Yeah. My mom used to bleach my clothes all the time.
Oh, God.
It's definitely happened. And we've all ruined something that we really liked. Mm-hmm. It's just that one big bleach stain there and nothing you can do about it.
And it always happens on the best piece of
your favorite thing.
Yeah, your favorite thing. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Max from Berkeley. And I think the bleep that word is ironed. Have a great day.
Yes. So here's today's clip, Unbleeped. You guys, I ironed my pants the other day, which I never do. Ironing is the one thing I hate doing. I hate ironing, and I will not vacuum. Those are the two things I refuse to do.
I actually don't mind ironing. There's something kind of satisfying about it. I don't know. I kind of like jobs where there's a start and then there's like a visual return at the end. Like,
I hate it
too. It's like an extra step.
Yeah. Sometimes your leggings are just so wrinkled. You like have to iron them.
Don't you guys ever use the dude trick of just using a spray bottle and just misting whatever item you've got? Like this morning, for example, I put on this shirt, very wrinkly. Then you just mist it with water and then you just stand around while you're getting ready and comes out. Perfectly smooth.
I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. You guys have never done that? That's the greatest life hack that I know. You got wrinkly pants. You got a wrinkly shirt. You just spray it with a spray bottle, water, and just let it dry. And it like takes out.
Oh my God, I never thought about that.
It looks like you ironed the thing.
Sometimes I just, if I have a few wrinkles on my shirt, I get my straightener as I'm doing my
hair.
Yeah,
I'll straighten my leggings sometimes.
That can work too, but that's a gamble because you might burn it or melt the thing or whatever.
Depending on what the stuff is made out of.
This is just straight spray bottle with water. I do it every single day. I thought everybody did this.
Oh my God. Never heard of that.
Major life. Try it on a wrinkly t-shirt or whatever and just, life hack alert, I guess. We're all learning together. I keep a spray bottle like under my sink just
for your shirts.
Yeah, and you spray it and then they come out looking great like 10 minutes later.
I'll be trying that.
Yes, please do. All right, let's give a few shout outs this morning. Let's give a few shout outs because, first, Max in Berkeley. What's up, Max?
What's up?
he had the very first correct answer this morning, he's going to be starting the weekend with a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Well, he won't get it today.
Right.
You know what I mean? When the post office and the government shutdown ends someday, he'll get it. I don't know. Whatever. But he had the first correct answer this morning. A lot of other people came with correct answers, so we're going to try to shout out a bunch of you. Rebecca in Concord had it. So did Leo in San Jose. Beverly in San Jose also had it. Christy in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Christy? What's up? She had it. So did Marco in Hollister. Heidi in Morgan Hill had it. So did Louisa in Mountain View. Anna in Napa. Oh, great town. Lori in Morgan Hill had it. So did Garfield from Hercules. Albert in Hayward. What's up, Albert? What's up? Have a great weekend. John in San Jose had it. So did Iroh in San Jose. Jackie in San Jose had it. So did Vaughn in San Jose. Look at San Jose just trying to rub it in. Like, look at us. We all know the answer. Not fast enough, though. Marita and Tracy had it. So did Kyle in Antioch. I think that's what that says.
I think so, too.
Jess wrote Antigua, which is an island in the Caribbean. I doubt he's there, but it could be.
What if he is? And he's on the iHeart app.
Yeah. Dude, he might be. You could. Anybody else?
He's our number one listener there.
Yeah. There, Jess, that I missed.
Yvette in Pittsburgh.
Yvette in Pittsburgh. Shout out to you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We're going to do it again Monday morning here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9.
Oh, yep.
Hi. You are live on the air. Yes, you're about to play the Yep Nope game.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is your name?
My name is James, and you have my son Carter in the car as well.
I love it. James and Carter. Hi. Oh, I heard a little voice back there. It's all good. You guys are going to be playing the Yup Nope game. It is trivia for your chance to win tickets for Zara Larsson. We're going to ask you four questions. Just got to get three correct, okay?
All right,
let's get to it. Question number one. Wyoming was actually the first state to allow women to do what?
Wyoming is the first state for women to do what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say vote.
Yep.
There you go. There it is. One.
Seems like Wyoming, they were the progressive state.
Right?
Very bizarre. All right, question number two. I mean, bizarre in a good way, but it's surprising.
They don't get progressive vibes.
Yeah,
no. All right, question number two. An oncologist is a doctor that specializes in diagnosing and treating what disease? No.
Sorry, oncologist?
Mm-hmm.
Cancer?
Yep.
Good job. Question number three.
Carter's not giving you these answers on the sly, is he? And by Carter, I mean Google.
He's 4 years old.
All right. So is Google handing in any of these answers to you on the sly?
Say that again?
Is Google handing you any of these answers on the sly?
Absolutely not.
Just checking.
We just got to ask.
We're on the honor system here.
We just got to ask. Yep. Here's question number three. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak co-founded what company?
Oh, this is an easy one for me. I work at Apple.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Hooking up with an iPhone.
Apple Computer Company, but whatever. No one calls it that. All right, question number four. You don't even need this one because you have already won the game. We'll just do it for funsies. Which of these countries is an island? Vietnam, Romania, Iceland?
An island.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. My geography is terrible. I think I am going to go with Iceland.
Yep.
There we go. That's it.
Four for four.
Two tickets to see Zara Larsson. Her show is happening next March right here in Oakland. Congratulations.
Woo. James and Carter. You guys have a great weekend. Any fun plans for the weekend?
Do we have any fun plans, Carter? We have Halloween decorations, right?
Yes!
That's always fun.
And, yes. And, of course, we got football, so... Football on Halloween
Doctor. Hey, that sounds like a good weekend to me. All right, well, congrats on the winning. You guys hang on there for a second. Graham, before we get to your birthday shout-outs, a couple of quick talk backs.
Okay.
Yo, good morning, JV Show. It's your boy, nobody special, aka Steve. Yo, today's the day. Well, not today, tomorrow. But y'all are not on the radio tomorrow. Unless you want to come in for your good old pal, your good old buddy, nobody special, aka Steve. Yeah, I don't think so. But anyways, tomorrow's the day. Lavisa and I get married. Lavisa, I love you. Cannot wait to call you my wife.
Oh my God! Oh, I'm so excited so for you guys.
Oh, tomorrow's the day.
Yes,
the
oh, day. Can't
I
wait
about that.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a good point.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lavisa. I'm trying to beat my fiance from sending a voice memo this morning. I want to wish him a happy almost wedding day tomorrow. I am so, so excited to marry him and start this new chapter of our life and have all of our loved ones there to celebrate us. Just want to tell him I love him and I can't wait for tomorrow.
Who gives a fart?
They're like the same person the way they both talk. Like very like chill, like just
mellow
laid
vibes.
Back, very mellow.
I like it.
Yeah.
Did they just exchange their vows live on
our
show?
I think they did. Congratulations sure. to the happy
I've
couple.
I've been ordained and by the power invested in me by the state of California, I now pronounce you man and wife. I just saved you guys like all the money for tomorrow. You don't need the wedding.
You're welcome. Wedding canceled. You
congrats,
don't even need that tomorrow.
Yeah.
More shout outs, Graham.
Yeah, I got a couple DMs here. First one, hey Graham, wanted to wish my son Aiden a very happy 17th birthday. His birthday is Saturday. He'll be spending it at a robotics competition. So happy birthday and good luck. Woodside High, go Wildcats!
Yeah.
That's from Mom Melissa.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. It's that time of year again where I want to wish my daughter Mia a happy 20th birthday. I know it's not till Saturday, but no, we love you to infinity and beyond. Happy birthday, Mia. Love Angie, Kevin, Jaden, Casey, and of course, Leilani. Yes.
Who gives a
happy
fart?
Birthday. Another one here. Big game in Napa tonight. Crushers versus Grizzlies. Tonight's big game. I didn't know that. The town's going to be jumping with all the teens tonight, but let's go vintage. Oh, go cheer Adeline and all the girls and football. Ha ha. Just a shout out from a cool mom, mean girls mom voice, by the way. No.
Who gives a fart?
Go Grizzlies, not go Crushers. But good luck, everybody. And one more here. Hey, Graham, longtime listener, first time slaying into your DMs. That one's new. I don't know if that was autocorrect or not, but they're slaying my DMs slaying right me. Now. Could you please give a shout out to my wonderful daughter, Sophia? We call her Fifi. She's turning 8 years old today. Happy birthday, Fifi. Daddy and mommy love you very much, and we will have so much fun today. Thank you, guys. All right. Happy birthday, Sophia.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Fifi.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show.
Good morning, guys. It's Carol in Utah. And oh my gosh, the life of a showgirl is so fire. It's good. I'm so excited for Taylor. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, everything I've heard so far, it's really, really good, you guys.
It's going to do big numbers.
Yeah,
it's Taylor. Well, it's Taylor.
Duh.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, JV Show. I got something for you.
Who gives a fart?
Again, have a good morning.
Oh my god, they're feeling the Friday vibes.
I love that.
They are. Well, I got something for you guys.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, there it is. All right, let's give you this chance to win some crazy cash. First and foremost, we know you want this money. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, because this is a tricky one for a lot of you to spell. It's jingle. That's jingle. I'm kidding. I know you know how to spell it. Write that down. You've got this entire hour to enter that at wild949.com. You could win $1,000 in crazy cash once you do. And we've had two winners thus far in just our first week of this contest.
Yeah,
so good luck.
Good luck. All right, really quick before we get to parents saying they're not giving out candy this year, and I'm dying to know why. Can we talk really quick about your daughter, Graham? Quinny?
Yeah.
She drew a spider. Graham sent me a picture yesterday. She's like, you said, hey, Quinn drew a picture of a spider at school and named it Selena. And she told me to send a picture to you. And he sent me a picture. And it was the cutest thing.
She was so excited. She came sprinting out of her classroom yesterday holding this big the poster thing with the spider on it.
It is so
and I immediately
cute.
See the name Selena on it. And I was like, what's the. And she's like,
oh,
she's
that
like,
is so cute.
I made this a spider. And I was like, why is it named Selena? I thought, you know, she was going to say something and rip on you, but she wasn't. It was very glowing. She was very proud.
Oh, my
to
God.
Have named
I
it
love her so
Selena.
Much.
Selena. And then she asked me, yeah, to text it to you. She's like, can you send it to her? But first, let's take it. She's like, take a picture. Make sure you can see that I'm pointing to it. She had it all planned out.
That's
and then she
so
wanted
funny.
To send it to Selena. And the she was so happy when you thing. Responded that
of
you
course.
Loved it. She was like, so excited about that.
If she would give it to me, I'd put it on my fridge.
Well, I'll ask.
Let her know. I would love to have it.
Selena the spider.
Can we post that picture, by the way?
Sure.
Is that okay? I'm going to send it to Jess to put on JV Morning Show's story. It's too cute. All right, Graham.
All right, people have taken to social media to post pictures of the prices of bags of Halloween candy this year at their local stores, and the sticker shock has a lot of people saying they are also going to be skipping out on giving it out this year. It has gotten too expensive. One post I saw shows bags of candy anywhere from $19 all the way up to $25 or even $30. I mean, we're talking about just that bag of mixed different candies, just that standard old Halloween bag of candy, which in my mind should cost, I don't know, $7 or something.
Max.
But now we're at 19, 20, 25 and up. They say that the price of candy is up 7.5% just from last year and 20% overall from the year 2021. So candy prices continue to go up. Couple things at play there. Tariffs obviously being a big part of that that's caused the prices to go up this year. I think, well, I don't know. I want to get your thoughts, Selena, because you'll be passing out candy, right?
Yes.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Every year I go on a rant about how, and I usually go on it the day after Halloween, because I'm sick of every house giving out 5 pieces of candy to every, my kids go to 4 houses and their bucket's like completely full. Can we go back to the giving out 1 piece of candy, particularly because it is so expensive? I'm ready to go on that rant
that.
Again. Can we go back to just giving out 1 piece of candy? And that way we can all still afford to buy a bag or 2 because it's so expensive, but it'll actually last for a while because you just give out 1 piece.
See, but I don't know how it is in your neighborhood, Graham. My neighborhood is dead. Ooh. It's dead. So I buy candy every year and then I'm stuck with most of it. So when we do get like the 3 trick-or-treaters that come by, I'm giving handfuls.
Yeah. And or my neighborhood was actually, well, my neighborhood was pretty good. It had gotten better each year. Like I felt like there's more and more people participating, more and more houses passing out candy. But there still are so many houses that just put the bowl out front. And again, that thing goes into groups of kids because everyone just grabs.
Takes everything.
Tons and tons of hands.
But handfuls. I didn't realize it was that expensive. I haven't gone through a candy aisle lately, I guess, or like, you know, had done any Halloween shopping. We're talking $20 or more for a bag of candy?
For 1 bag. And you know that if you're in a busy neighborhood, you're going to need multiple bags unless you just give out the 1 dang piece of candy.
Yeah.
Can we go back to that? And then the kids can actually go out trick-or-treating for a little while.
Or what about giving out non-candy items like some houses do?
I was going to say, because of the price and the tariffs, my house this year will be handing out walnuts.
Walnuts? Wait, I like
it's
walnuts.
It's a healthy alternative
I'll take
to candy.
Them.
I do too, but not on Halloween.
Mm-mm. Fine. Okay, this year we are going to hand out those little boxes of raisins.
Oh, ew.
My God.
Okay, you guys don't like those. This year, my house will be handing out those travel toothbrushes so you can brush away all those cavities.
There
was always that one dentist in your neighborhood when you're trick-or-treating and they'd give you a toothbrush. And you're like, bro, this ain't the holiday for that guy.
I think my houses will give away like the little bags of like goldfish or whatever. Like, I mean, everybody loves goldfish, but...
What? You hate those?
I don't want snacks on Halloween.
Thank you. No. My kids want the candy. You know how much goldfish we run through at home as it is? Like, give us the good stuff.
Don't give me Cheez-Its. I'm here for gummy bears,
How do you guys feel about like stickers or pencils?
I love all that.
No.
Really? No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, obviously, you know, it's little, but... Doesn't... Selena, are you going to be bringing us any of your kids' Halloween candy this year?
Yeah, because I'm stuck with all of it.
Yes,
we have some from last year.
I have much candy left over after Halloween that I don't give out that I just bring to you, Dilhole.
Yes. Okay, well, don't overbuy.
That's true, because we have a locker here at work from your Halloween
still
candy
here
from last year.
Ew. We never ate
That's
it all.
That's not good anymore, right?
It's still fine. It's just sugar.
Every now and then, me and Graham will open it. And
What is wrong with you guys?
And have a few pieces out of there. It's sealed. There, it doesn't go bad. It's fine.
All right, but if you're just tuning in, more parents saying they're not going to be giving out
candy.
That sucks. It's like I said, my neighborhood's already dead as it is. So now what if the 2 other families are like, well, we're not going to give out candy at all now, and now it's just me.
I know.
That's so sad.
So everyone knows to go to your house?
Yeah. Well, nobody would know because there's nobody there trick-or-treating. So.
Yeah. Do you want to hand out your address just in case people...
You know what? I think I would like to not do that.
Got it.
All right. That's all good. Thanks for asking. Coming up next, you guys, it's our Chug Wheel game. We are going to be giving you tickets for Twice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. This is Anna Ellie from Richmond, California. I just wanted to give a shout out to my son, Justin. He's turning the big 10 today. He's a full 2 set of hands today. I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday, and hopefully he has a wonderful day at school, as his Nana
also give a shout out to her that she's going to take pizza and cupcakes, and to also give a shout out to his teacher, Mr. Moreno, to make this day extra special. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, a lot of shout outs.
Yes.
Nana is bringing some stuff today, and Mr. McGurver and birthday. Yeah, I hope you have a great day at school. That sounds fun.
Happy Who birthday. Gives a fuck?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Andy.
Andy, how's it going? You're caller 20. Woo!
That means you just got tickets to see Twice and meet the group at Oakland Arena.
That is so cool. Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
More importantly, our life is like depending, like the way we kick off this weekend is depending on you. It's all in your hands. That's right. So you're going to be playing our Chug Wheel game. You are going to get a JV Show Chug mug for playing along. Thank you so much. But here's how it works. In case you don't know, we sent our buddy Jess here out to the streets and she asked a random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Andy, if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, you win the game, and one of us is going to have to chug, which we don't want to do. Graham, what's on the chug wheel this
week? All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we've got Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. That's been on there for a minute. Now, we also have toilet tank water. That's water from the upper tank of my toilet at home. We have au jus sauce. And this week's featured item, it's featured on 4 spaces on the wheel, is the cheese water.
Four.
Only because I checked the refrigerator this morning, and the cheese water might be a couple days past the expiration date, so we really need to use it. So, cheese water is heavily featured on the wheel. That is like a Burrata or mozzarella, you know, comes in that water that it's floating around in. You'd be chugging that. We have the soup du jour, which is a hearty beef and barley and vegetable soup this morning. Chef didn't seem so jazzed about it this morning. And we also have dealer's choice. You land on that. You can choose anything on the wheel that you'd like to chug.
All right, Andy, are you ready? I just got like so nauseous thinking about the cheese water. All right.
It's a few days past the date,
Graham, that's actually disgusting.
It's like, fine. That's just a recommended date.
Let's go to the audio and see who Jess talked to.
I'm Bella. I'm from Brazil.
Oh, Bella from Brazil. Oh, sounds exotic. All right, question number one. Here we go.
Pick a side in the beef. Are you team Nicki Minaj or team Cardi B?
All right, Andy, what do you think she said?
Cardi B.
Yep. Cardi B.
Which that was supposed to be one of those. You know,
all right, point for you.
All right, next question.
What's your favorite meal of the day? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
What do you think Bella said? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner for her favorite meal?
Dinner.
Lunch.
Lunch. Okay.
Lunch.
Who goes lunch over dinner? Dinner's the best.
I don't know. I love sandwiches.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go breakfast. All right, Andy, still got a point. Let's go to the next question.
If someone wore a backwards trucker hat to a formal wedding, would you ask them to take it off?
It's a good question.
What do you think she said?
No.
If it was mine, yeah.
She said yes.
Okay. She said she would. Yeah, we witnessed that at our buddy Crystal's wedding this past weekend.
Yeah.
Nobody said a word from what I could tell because Trucker Hat Guy just enjoyed the entire night with that thing backwards. All right, next question.
Fill in the blank. I don't think I can fit more than one blank in my mouth.
Andy, what do you think Bella said? I can't fit more than one blank into my mouth. And careful, by the way. It's a family show.
Marshmallow.
Steak.
Oh, sure. Meaty steak. All right, right now, Andy, you have 3 incorrect, 1 correct.
Let's go to the next question.
Are there more than 4 pillows on your fully made bed?
What do you think she said,
or no? Great question.
I think she said yes.
Definitely.
Around the room quickly, Selena. Your bed's fully made, which it never is. How many pillows?
If it's fully made, I have 5.
5. Jess, how many pillows? Not counting your SpongeBob stuffy. That doesn't count.
Okay, then around 5 or 6.
5 or 6. Chidi, how many pillows are on your fully made bed?
I have 5.
5. Wow. Okay. I'm going to say we only have 3 in our house right now, which I'm shocked by.
Your wife is like pillow queen.
I'm sure that's like a temporary thing. I'm sure she's got like 8 of them ordered that just haven't arrived yet.
How many points does Andy have right
now? She's got 2 correct and 3 incorrect.
All right, next question.
Have you ever egged someone's house?
What do you think she said, yes or no?
I think she said no.
Yes.
Whoa.
What?
I was shocked.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, Andy, have you ever egged somebody's house?
No.
And I forgot to ask you, how many pillows on your fully made bed?
4.
Four. Okay, she's okay. Right at the line. All right, you have four incorrect. You got to get both of these questions, the two remaining questions, correct in order to get somebody on the JV show chugging. Let's go.
Do you? Oh, sorry, I started that a little too early. Here we go. Do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
What do you think she said? Does she put ketchup on a hot dog?
Hoping she says yes.
Definitely.
Definitely, yes.
Ooh, you guys are sick. All right, as it always does in this game, it comes down to the final question.
Oh, my God.
Let's see how we do.
All right, here we go.
How will you be spending your Halloween? Handing out candy, going out, or home with the lights out?
What do you think she said, Andy?
Going out.
It's at home with the lights out.
Yes! Wow. We're not chugging!
Thank God. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you
and
for
thank
that.
You,
yeah.
Andy.
Nice job.
Appreciate you so much.
That, I mean, Bella from Brazil at home with the lights out? That's not what I expected
not
at all.
Not me either. All right, Andy, so you got your tickets for Twice. You got your meet and greet passes. You got a chug mug. It's a good Friday for you, and it's a good Friday for us because we ain't got a chug.
Yeah.
My body is still shaking, though.
Yeah. No, me too. It's going to take a while for the adrenaline to go away.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Halloween. A lot of parents not going to be giving out candy this year because the prices, I did not know, one bag of candy, over $20.
Yep.
Good morning, guys. Graham, we cannot go back to giving out one little measly piece of candy when all the other houses are giving out those handfuls. We don't want to be that house that only gives one piece when everyone else is giving so much. That's why at our house we give out the king size bars, because I remember when I was little how cool it was to get one of those in my bucket. So now I want to be that house. Okay, love you guys. Happy Friday.
Whoa. Okay, so I mentioned this earlier, the rant I go on every year because my kids go out trick-or-treating for all 5 minutes and their bucket is completely full because every house is just like, take a handful, take another handful, and they're just dumping too much candy on them. And it speaks to a larger critique of society that I have that we just hand these kids everything. They don't have to work. We used to have to walk miles and miles to visit all the houses to fill our bucket. My kids go half the block completely full. I said, why can't we go back to just every house gives out one piece? And I understand that you don't want to look like the stingy house if the other houses are handing out handfuls, but we collectively need to go back because candy's expensive and kids, I feel like, need to earn it. One piece of candy.
Are you okay with two? I'll do like two.
Two's fine,
I'm fine with. It's okay, these I'll do handfuls. Like they just throw. I'm telling you, my kids can't pick up their bucket and they're dragging it down the street. It's so heavy. And I'm like, we've gone to four houses.
So what about what she said? A king size.
That's still one. It's technically one.
I think that's fine. Look, the king size.
If
I
you
think
can afford it. Hey.
There was a special joy when, you did open up your bag and you found that king size bar in there or whatever. Yep. So as long as every house isn't doing that, I'm fine with that.
And any Almond Joy donations, I'm letting it and putting it out there now. You can just send them here to the Wild 94.9.
We should set up a Selena donation box just for you and people can donate their Almond Joys because nobody wants those.
Yeah, give them to me, please.
Good morning, JV Show. I've listened to the Taylor Swift album 3 times now. It's a short album, so that's not too crazy. It took me a couple listens to start to really like it. I think it's really good. But yes, Graham, definitely pre-screen the album before little Quinny Bird starts singing along. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Yes.
Well, there's also clean edits of the songs, too.
With all
is there?
The words
I'm
missing.
Pretty sure.
Well, but I'm sure it's still kind of inappropriate.
Don't have her listen to Father Figure. There's a song in there she might not.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Might haven't, not want her singing.
Haven't heard that
I'm
going
to need to pre-screen. And, Selena, you played some clips earlier. I blushed a little bit at that song. We may actually be playing that coming up. If you want to hear
it. We are. 9 a.m.
I'm
approved.
If you want to hear it and make sure your kids aren't in the car. How about that, though? She says she's already listened to the album 3 times. And she says, well, that's not that crazy because it's a short album. It came out last night. It's 8:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on whether or not...
A little psycho, but
it's doable. It's doable.
That's what... I mean, did we think anything else about the Swifties? They are crazy for Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
That's true.
All right, so this teacher that's gone viral.
Yeah, her video's gone crazy viral, you guys. She's a teacher in Nambia, and she teaches the first grade. Her name's Gelda Waterboer, and she has shared a song that she teaches her students. This is a pretty powerful thing, a lesson that she's teaching her kids about body safety, and that it should be hands-off. You know, nobody is allowed to be touching your body, and if somebody does, she's teaching the kids that they need to speak up and report that. It's a pretty, it's a pretty kind of powerful message, but it is kind of funny to hear her singing this in front of a bunch of first graders.
These are my private parts.
These are my private parts.
No one should touch them.
Don't touch
them. No one should squeeze them. And if you touch
my private parts.
But you see the video, she's like putting her hands over each private part.
Yes.
Like
this. She's
covers the top it. One and the
well,
front one.
Well, she needs to show.
Yeah.
The back.
So yeah. They say no.
And if you mm-hmm. squeeze my private parts, I will tell my mother. I will tell my father.
I will tell my teacher.
Teacher.
And I like how she was aggressive with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. There's a
You'd
lot
be
of
angry if somebody.
A lot of emotion behind that. Millions upon millions of views of this video. Selena, would you like your kid's first grade teacher, as they get to the first grade or second grade or whatever, would you like them to be singing you the private parts song?
I'll sing the private parts song to my kids.
I'd rather they do it than me. I'll just
really?
Sit down
you
and give them the
weird?
Talk. No, I mean, it's kind of a, I mean, the thing's, it's kind of funny. A very serious subject matter, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the, yeah, the song, it's very catchy.
These I mean, these are things they should teach you.
Parts. Private parts, private parts. These are my private parts, and no one should touch them.
Squeeze them,
no touching.
Bite them, anything else.
Oh,
whoa,
what?
Whoa.
We're talking about kids.
Right.
All right.
Sicko.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Eddie without the haircut. Just want to do a quick shout out for to Graham for his price pick suggestions. You know, I didn't go the exact route he did, but I picked a couple of his suggestions, and last night I won a couple pennies. It was pretty cool. Thanks, Graham.
Yeah.
Nice. You're very welcome. He sent me a screenshot of what he won. It was not a couple pennies. It was
$600.
Whoa. Yes.
And wait, you can win that much?
Are you kidding me? You can win up to 2,000 times your money on their price.
Graham tells us every day.
Every single day. I've been reminding you that. So hop on there.
Well, it's good to hear of someone choosing your picks.
And he did. He showed me the lineup, and it had a couple of them in there. And cha-ching. Nice work.
Imagine that for the weekend. Then you could just cash out straight to your Venmo or whatever. Like, oh my God.
Nice.
Love it.
Love that.
Happy Friday. You guys should still go live on Fridays, even if you don't have to chug. Anyway, have a good weekend. This is Cody from Napa.
Here's the thing. It's like, what exactly are you hoping to see? Because I literally...
No, I like the idea.
No, I like the idea too. But during one of those recent commercial breaks, I was literally like, this is the reason we cannot go live a lot of times, because the things that we say and talk about, can no one can ever hear.
Well,
that makes them want to hear it.
But we still should be. Thank you for leaving that talk back, Cody from Napa. Yes. I think we should be going live on Fridays, maybe another day each week, just so, you know, have some fun with people that want to hop on IG Live with us.
I'm cool
with
that.
We can make that happen.
Yeah. Like we can definitely do that.
All right.
I gotta just clean it up, Selena. Get your mind out of the gutter. All right. Chidi is in studio with us Fridays. Hi, Cheeds.
Hi.
You tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
OMG, I think I walked into a fart. It smelled so bad. Just got crop dusted.
Where?
At Target. I was getting dog food, and I literally just walked in and just got a whiff of something so foul. And I was like, oh my God, I like choked. And then I just see this guy kind of like running a little bit away. So I'm like, I think he did it.
That
it
was
smells so bad.
Now, we talked about this yesterday because there was another fart gate going on. Do you believe in the law of whoever smelt it dealt it?
I do.
Maybe it was you.
It was definitely cheating.
I literally just walked right into the, I feel like a cloud of just that
smell.
Fart smell. Yeah.
Do you ladies ever crop dust the aisles? Be honest. Nobody's
after
in your...
It's like, happened.
If no one's there,
I knew it. Ladies like that
I mean,
like
no,
they don't
what? We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't fart. What are you talking about?
Shout out to the Napa Costco yesterday. I was parked.
Ew, Graham.
I had the aisle to myself, but that doesn't mean that it didn't linger for the next person.
I hate
person
when
that...
my kids will do it.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like, they don't care who's around. And they don't care. Like, they have no... I mean, they're 3 and 4. They will just announce it. They're like, Mommy, I did this. And like, hello, there's a lady 2 feet away. And I'm just like, we don't talk like that in public, even though we do. Oh, it's
and I bet they're little, but those farts are stinky.
Yeah, they're bad. My kids have gotten into the fanning it thing where if they do it, they don't like the smell of their own, and they're like, oh, and they'll start fanning it
from?
And they'll start fanning it away from themselves. Not me. I enjoy my own.
I'm like, ew, wow, you're so gross.
Nice job. That came out of me. That's great. Yeah, but it's embarrassing. I literally hate talking OTP. Like, damn, why were we talking for more than 5 minutes? I need to go back to my scrolling.
Y'all ever just...
What does OTP stand
for? On the phone.
Oh.
I hate talking on the phone.
I didn't know that.
Have you ever just like... I hate when I get a call in the middle of my scrolling and I have to pause.
You answered the phone?
Yeah. for some people. And then I have to...
Who's calling?
My family. So my cousin, he just likes to bring up stuff that's like, I don't know, like the David case or whatever. So he just like talk and talk and talk. I'm like, okay, I get it, but can we hang up now so I can go back to my scrolling? I hate talking.
That's real, yeah. I can feel it.
Yeah, your family calls you to discuss the David case?
Yeah.
That's just like, don't call me on three-way. I like to talk about that too.
Yeah.
So okay, like, noted, next time.
I need somebody to talk to about this. Talking on the phone, though, that's pretty old-fashioned. Yeah. How old-fashioned have you? Yeah. You guys churn your own butter, too?
Why does that seem so much worse? Why does that seem so much worse than, like me and my family will, like, FaceTime for no reason? But, like, talking... Right, but talking on the phone seems so... It's the same thing, but it seems so much worse.
Yeah, there's a big difference. You know?
Like, why don't you and your cousin just FaceTime?
I don't know.
I only talk on the phone when I'm driving my commute because I have a hour each way.
Yeah.
On my commute home, that's I'll call people and talk just to pass the time.
Right, and then you get home and I'm like, okay, well, gotta go.
Yeah, I'm here now. So this is enough of this conversation. Yeah. Thanks for dragging it out. Got paid and actually have money to treat myself. Might get my hair done.
Okay.
Yes.
Look at you.
As soon as I tweeted that, I checked my account, and then, like, my insurance took all my money out.
Oh,
so.
Oh,
yeah. So.
Dang it. No hair shall be done.
No hair did.
For now. Maybe next
week. Maybe next week, yeah.
And no, still have more bills then.
Yeah, that's true.
Chidi, we've talked to you a couple times about you returning to your Dutch Bros employment, and you work at the one in Dixon. Can people go say hi to you this weekend there?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there tonight from 6 to 11, and then tomorrow from 11 to 4, and then Monday, I don't remember what time on Monday, but sometime on Monday.
And if someone was to try to find Dixon on a map, like,
where
help,
would we
help
look?
Us out? Like, where would we start looking? Is this near the Nevada border? Where is it?
It's pretty far.
It's out there?
Yeah, it's like near Sacramento.
But people will drive there. Yeah.
Have any JV Show listeners come to visit you yet?
No.
Cue the sad music.
I was hoping they would. But
I feel like this is the third week in a row we've told people to come visit.
I know. Nobody visited. I didn't even put it on my story.
If somebody did, would you give them a discount?
I can't.
Oh,
wow. Okay. So I'm not going then.
You'll give them a pink straw, maybe?
Yeah, I'll definitely give you a pink straw.
That's the good one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Chidi, we got to post your schedule to JV Morning Show or something.
Yeah.
And then with like a map of how to get there, because like a lot of people are like,
where is Dixon?
Hearing about Dixon for the first time.
It's way out, yeah.
Just messing with you, Chidi.
Yeah, we love you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.